Today's show is brought to you by Summer. Thanks to the bad movies, reality TV, and trashy paperbacks, it's not a season. It's a mass execution of your brain cells.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
So, another Jack Glazed salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
He came and he grabbed the food. And then he came again for the soda.
Ooh, you got some pie, huh? Can I have a piece?
Sure.
Ooh, let me have some of that Cool Whip.
What'd you say?
You can't have a pie without Cool Whip.
Cool Whip?
Cool Whip, yeah.
You mean Cool Whip?
Yeah, Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
You're saying it weird. Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying it. Cool Whip. You put Cool Whip on pie. Pie tastes better with Cool Whip.
Say whip.
Whip.
Now say Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Today is National Daiquiri Day.
Let's do daiquiris.
Huh? Daiquiri me!
A daiquiri?
Another round of daiquiris.
Today we are celebrating a frozen beverage.
Blueberry daiquiri.
Can I have a strawberry daiquiri?
I had a few virgin daiquiris.
It's a day to celebrate the favorite drink of Ernest Hemingway and John Kennedy.
Happy National Daiquiri Day!
I guess we gotta, like, make daiquiris. Now
it's showtime.
Why are we playing the pina colada song? Is a pina colada a daiquiri? I'm not sure. I mean, yes, it's a frozen frothy drink, but anyway, I don't care. It's Friday. Finally, Friday edition of The Mike Show. So happy you can join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com. Also available on the Alexa. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's really easy. You just enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. We've got our feature channel is also on radio434.com. It's our modern alternative channel. And it's 24/7, 365. It's an incredible channel of great modern, modern alternative. It's got blues. It's got all kinds of really, really cool music. And we've got a new rotation of artists that have played here. It's called Playing Here, H-E-A-R, and it's artists that have either local artists. Or they're touring artists that have played here, either on the show or at our mic'd up pop-up concert series or at Three Roads or wherever we happen to catch them. And then we add them into our rotation. It's really, really cool. We've got some great artists that are played back-to-back with some of your favorite artists right there on the Modern Channel. Well, that's our feature channel. And that's available on the Alexa device, along with this show live from 8 to 11-ish, weekday mornings from, Monday through Friday and blah, blah, blah. Now, we repack the live show, all the segments and interviews and bits, we repack that into a podcast, and you can find that on Alexa as well. I said you can find that on the Alexa device. How? You just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. And then and you can also find it if you search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website and click on the Mike Show channel at radio434.com, and then you can find a link to it there. But pretty much everywhere you get your podcast, even on YouTube, it's all right there. Just search The Mike Show VA. You'll find it. And you can watch the show on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. If you go to The Mike Show VA on Facebook, you will also find last night's mic'd up pop-up concert series from Three Roads. We had the band Catapult City and they are freaking incredible. And here's the best part, I think, about this band. This is the very second time that they have ever performed live. The second time that their lead singer has ever performed in front of a live audience. And they are phenomenal. Now, the musicians, the lead singer, just top-notch. Top-notch musicians. But to get up and perform in front of a live audience and do the songs that you've been practicing, you know, or playing in the studio, you know, that's something. They were phenomenal. So check them out. You can go to our Facebook page, at The Mike Show VA. Check out Catapult City, their performance from last night. It was just fantastic. That's just one of many, many, many concerts that you'll hear and see at Three Roads. So stay tuned, and we'll tell you all about the upcoming concert calendar that's going to be going into this month in August and September, etc., etc., etc. We'll keep you up to date. All right, on the Finally Friday edition of the program, of course, we've got your five random facts. We're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals, but we're even going to get smarter-est with nerd news. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. We've got your top list, and we'll get to that. We're actually going to tell you about one of the stupid criminal stories. There were a group of three teenagers were arrested after they broke into a race course that was in the middle of the afternoon during a time when police dogs were being trained there. All right. So we got that story plus our top list, top police dog thoughts. Okay. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, let me scroll. Here we go. Sentra Health.
This is a care team at Sentra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Sentra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, a knock-knock joke for dogs. Knock-knock. This has been a knock-knock joke for dogs.
Yep. The Mike Show. Hi. So, imagine this: you're a teen, and you're running around with your friends, your two other friends, and you're doing goofy teen stuff. Maybe they were being nefarious. We're not sure, but anyway, they were arrested. Three teens after they broke onto a race course or into a race course. Okay, it was in New Zealand. It was in the middle of the afternoon. During the time that police dogs were being trained. I said police dogs were being trained there on this race course. Anyway, the dog handlers were notified that the police had been infiltrated, and they surrounded the building that the teens were in, and slowly moved in until the kids were cornered. They were found on the third floor and were arrested without incident. It's unknown if they were up to anything real bad or if they were just goofy kids trespassing. One official said this was a great bit of realism for our handlers and their dogs, who were at the right place at the right time. Okay, so that brings us to our top list. Three idiot teenagers breaking into a racetrack at the exact time it was hosting a police dog training session. You know what? That's almost as bad as idiots that are robbing like a Target or a Walmart when there's a shop with a cop event going on. Anyway, so add, what are these three numbnuts thinking to today's list? It's our top list today. Top police dog thoughts. Okay, here we go. Number one. Wow, I can't believe I'm searching P. Diddy's house. Top police dog thoughts. If I'm such a good boy, why don't you give me some of that weed? Top police dog thoughts. I detect a bomb at the theater showing Fly Me to the Moon. Top police dog thoughts. It's our top list today. If one more little kid points at me and says, Paw Patrol, I'll bite their finger off. There we go. Top police dog thoughts. Breakfast at Dunkin' again. Why am I allowed to pee anywhere? But when Gary Busey does it, my boss gives him a ticket. Top police dog thoughts. Let me get this straight. I get hit, stabbed, kicked, and shot at, but everyone calls McGruff the crime dog, right? Top police dog thoughts. My favorite character from Turner and Hooch? Turner. Tricked you, didn't I? Top police dog thoughts. The white powder I keep finding smells awesome. There we go. That's your top list. The Mike Show, finally Friday edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Hulk Hogan spoke at the Republican National Convention last night. It's the first time every line in a political speech ended with the word brother.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Joe Jonas says his next album is for people who believe in love. Pass, responded the Golden Bachelor. Queen guitarist Brian May turned 77 today. Now when he does the Fandango, it feels like his joints are being struck by thunderbolts and lightning.
Very, very frightening me.
Carlos Santana will be 77 tomorrow. He asks for simple birthday wishes, or else forget about it. This is not headline news.
Good Lord. It's not. It's the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us on the Finally Friday edition of the program. All right. We lost a legend yesterday. Bob Newhart, comedian, actor, died at his Los Angeles home after a series of short illnesses. He was 94. Newhart was the king of deadpan comedy over a career that spanned more than six decades. Despite everything he's done over those years, he's probably best and most recently known these days as Papa Elf from the Will Ferrell movie Elf, a role he once said, quote, outranks by far any role I may have ever played. Bob was also the star of the Bob Newhart Show. Hi, Bob. From 1972 to 1978, and then a show called Newhart from 1982 to 1990. He also appeared on shows like Desperate Housewives, Big Bang Theory, ER, Hot in Cleveland. Bob was best friends with Don Rickles, whose comedy style couldn't have been more different than his. Judge Apatow made a documentary about their friendship that you really should watch. Rickles passed away in 2017. Man, oh man. All right, so we have a tribute to Bob Newhart that's going to be coming up in Audio Vault. We've got a ton of audio, and we'll get that to you in our Audio Vault segment. Let's see, what else? What is this? All right, let me look at this photo real quick. here. You can't make this up. I'm going to share this up on our Facebook page, at The Mike Show VA. This is a sign that was... Where's it at? People online are chuckling at a welcome sign that was put up outside of a birth center, which said, "Welcome to the world." And it could be pronounced anally. 7 pounds, 10 ounces. To be clear, anally is the kid's name. It's an Irish name coming from the female name Anna. So I guess it's Anna Lee, according to nicebabyname.com. It's a variation of the name Anna Lee, L-E-I-G-H, which means grace or light. Maybe the spelling Anna Lee would have been much better, but good Lord. Let's see, what else? I didn't know that's where babies came from. I thought that was where babies wouldn't come from, but...
in the buttocks.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. What is this? Everybody knows. Now, I did not know exactly, right off the top of my head, the Konami code yesterday. Rob, right off the top of his head, did up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, B-A, start, which has been called the cheat code equivalent of Open Sesame. Well, people online are talking about the real-life cheat codes that they've banked in their lifetime. Some of them are brilliant, some of them are intriguing, some of them are just random. I'm just going to go from the top down. Admit your mistakes quickly and without undue apologies. People will trust you more and you'll move on from the mistake much faster. Okay. Somebody listed diarrhea
in the buttock.
Yeah, is the best excuse to get out of anything. No one questions it. No one expects you to go to the doctor for it, but they just leave you alone. That is brilliant. I said brilliant. These are real life cheat codes. Don't enter the recipients of an email after it's written and ready to send. So you don't accidentally send unedited. Oh, don't enter the recipients of an email until after. Okay, until after the email is written and ready to send. So you don't accidentally send unedited or unfinished emails. That's actually really, really smart. Confidence can get you super far, even if it's all an act. Mm-hmm. And remember, it's not a lie if you believe it. People are talking about themselves more than they like hearing about you. So if you interact with people for work, memorize one thing about them. Maybe it's a kid's name, a sport they like, a hobby they do, their job, whatever, ask them about it every once in a while. People are always surprised and appreciate your interest in them. Talk positive about people behind their backs. These are life cheat codes that'll get you far. Have friends generationally older and younger than yourself. I do. When reheating rice in the microwave, put a little bit of water in the bowl so it heats up fluffy again. I do that. Let's see. Make people laugh within a minute of meeting them. They'll remember you and they'll help you. Clean while you're cooking. This was something that I never did until meeting Tab. I would always leave the pots, pans, dishes, everything to just pile up. And then after cooking an incredible meal, let's say even like Thanksgiving dinner, after cooking an incredible meal, there would just be so much crap piled up that I would just need so much help in the kitchen to get it down to a manageable level. Tab was the one who was like, why don't you just, you know, clean while you're cooking? I want to focus on cooking. Yeah, but you could do this. You could do this. Okay, fine. I will agree with you. Being polite increases your odds of getting you what you want. Let's see. Never commit a crime during the commission of another crime. For example, if you're transporting illicit substances, don't go speeding around in the car with a busted taillight and expired tags. Just remember this. One crime at a time. These are on Reddit. This isn't my experience. To learn something, repeat it to yourself 3 times on the day you learn it. 2 more times the next day, once a day after that, and then you know it. Most of the time. All right. Is there any other thing? Yeah, it's fine. Those are some real-life cheat codes that may or may not get you 30 lives. It's The Mike Show. Finally, Friday edition. Coming up, we are going to get even more smarter-er with your 5 random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
5 random.
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back, anywhere you want, anytime you want. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, and we don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow,
maybe. I don't know. I don't know what people say. Here we go. Number 1. Donkey Kong was originally going to be a Popeye the Sailor game. The licensing fell through, so original characters were designed to take the place of the Popeye characters. Thank God. Could you imagine how crappy that video game would have been with Popeye the Sailor Man and olive oil and all? Good Lord, that would have been horrible. Number two, the three densest cities in the world. No, not smarts. We're talking people, lots of people. The three densest people, take two. The three densest cities in the world are all in the Philippines. They all have at least 80,000 people per square mile. Good Lord. New York City is the most densely populated area in the United States, but it tops out around 60,000 people per square mile. Yeah, I believe it. Okay, so, like, when we went up to New York for NAB, I had things mapped out of where to get from the train station to the hotel, and then from the hotel to the Javits Center and all that. And so I'm going, well, because here I walk everywhere. I live downtown, I work downtown, and I walk everywhere. So, you know, walking a mile or so is nothing for me. I mean, absolutely, positively, I said nothing. And so I'm like, well, okay, so the hotel is only, you know, like 1.3 miles away from the train station, and then the Javits Center is only 1.6 miles. We got this. It's no problem. No, you factor in how many people are walking on the sidewalks and crossing the streets and how much traffic is zooming all over the streets, and then it takes you 20 minutes to walk, you know, half a mile or three blocks. It's just, it's ridiculous. But I'll go back. Yeah, definitely. Getting back to this. Number three. In a way, your dog causes twice as much pollution, twice as much as an SUV.
In the butt talk, son.
No, it's not from that. It's not from his gas, and it's not from his ploppers. It's based on the energy it takes to produce enough food to feed a dog in its lifetime. Interesting. Number four, when Three Musketeers bars were released in 1932, they had three small candy bars in a package. One chocolate, one strawberry, one vanilla. That's how it got the name, which stuck, even when it just became one candy bar in 1945. And then number five, E.T. His actual name was Zrek, Z-R-E-K. It was going to be revealed in the sequel, which never wound up being made. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random Facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we are going to get even more smarter-est with Nerd News this week in science. It's just science. It's all in the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for nerd news. This weekend, science. It's just science. Don't be afraid.
Or be very afraid.
Covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a quick rundown of this week. Just when we were about to get rid of daylight saving time, scientists believe climate change is messing with time. Yep. Polar ice melt is changing the speed of Earth's rotation, increasing the length of each day. It's only milliseconds per day, but in our high-tech, hyper-connected world, that could impact computing systems, even GPS. Astronauts may have a cool new place to hang out the next time they go to the moon. Scientists have discovered a previously unknown underground cave. I don't know if that's very scary, but approximately 500 feet beneath the lunar surface, the cave spans an area equivalent of 14 tennis courts. Researchers believe it could serve as an ideal base for human exploration, or maybe an otherworldly tennis tournament. I don't know. Anyway, speaking of astronauts, they often struggle to enjoy food in space because everything tastes so bland. It seems like smell may play a role in why. I don't know. I'm not going to deep dive into that. Maybe it smells in space. On Tuesday, an actual meteor shot over the Statue of Liberty in New York City. New York City! Before disintegrating high above Manhattan. You can check out the footage and so much more. Just Google it. I'm not putting it up on the screen. And that's Nerd News this week in science. All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes, including our tribute to Bob Newhart, who passed away. We'll get to that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition that brings us Darius from your Lynchburg Community Market. How's it going?
It is going great, Mike. Things are busy at the market, but busy is good, as you know. Yep. We are in the middle of an exciting Wednesday market season. So it's been awesome to see all of you guys coming out and supporting our farmers on Wednesday. For those of you who don't know, we have a second farmer's market that goes on every Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. that started back in mid-May and continues through September 25th. So if you're not able to make it down to the market on Saturday, swing by on Wednesdays and we'll have a new selection of farmers and the same great offerings that you'd experience on Saturday. So exciting to see that going and thriving. So.
Absolutely. And for anybody who, you know, who either misses a Saturday or it's maybe a little bit more convenient because you work downtown or like us, we live downtown. And so, you know, I would much prefer to get my stuff from Lynchburg Community Market than have to drive anywhere to buy anything. And sometimes, we either run out of something that we didn't get at the community market on Saturday or we got it. And then we ran out of it and then, you know, we need it again. So it's always nice. It's always nice to have that extra day at Lynchburg Community Market to
of course, the community seems to be responding well. Yeah. And we have a lot of our vendors that do say their vendors will come through on Saturday and then they end up making whatever it was for dinner that weekend and they need more. So Wednesday is that good midpoint week to get a little restocking if you need. You don't have to wait all the way until Saturday.
And you guys have regular hours throughout the week. So breakfast options, lunch options, shopping options throughout the week. And now, you know, adding that extra extra farmers market in there is really, really cool.
Correct. Yep. So like Mike said, we're also open Tuesday through Saturday. If you're looking for farmers, Wednesday and Saturday are definitely the day for that. But Tuesday through Friday, the market is open from 7 to 2. We got restaurants, permanent shops, boutiques, coffee shop, everything that you could want. So I've enjoyed seeing people over the last few weeks just swing by with the book in their hand, get a cup of coffee, sit down, do some work, do some homework, leisure reading, whatever it may be. It's been very hot in the past few weeks, as you know.
Yeah.
So it's also been a good place for people to just have a break to get out of the heat as well. So that's what we're there for.
I did not put my feet in the fountain.
Yeah. Okay. I've had a lot of people put a lot more than just the feet in the fountain.
I did not put my feet in the fountain, and Rob definitely did not bathe in the fountain.
I've had people come and bring whole water wings and swimming gear, and parents letting them use the fountain as a little splash pad. So,
oh my. Yeah. Okay. So we don't encourage that. Yeah, we don't encourage that. But you can enjoy Lynchburg Community Market. It is physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. Plenty of parking, plenty of places for you to enjoy. And where are you on the interwebs?
We're on Facebook and Instagram at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com. I'm sorry. I got it all mixed up. We're on our website is LynchburgCommunityMarket.com. And then Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. There we go.
All right. Yeah, there we go. So Darius, each and every Friday, joins us, and you're in the process of finding a new Riley.
A new Riley, yep. So hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll have a new Riley joining us. And then I'll make sure that's what their name is. The little label on the screen
it's just Riley. No, right on the screen. It's just going to say new Riley. Yeah. Or the crawl. New Riley joins us. So each and every Friday, Darius, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you. The Mike Show, finally Friday edition coming up. More to come after this.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, let's go directly to our tribute to Bob Newhart. Comedy legend, comedian, actor Bob Newhart died yesterday. He was 94 years old. He was a Grammy-winning stand-up comedian, and a lot of people might not know that. A lot of people just remember him from the Bob Newhart show, or from Newhart, or his most most recent, and probably one of the things that he's best known for is Papa Elf in Elf.
Oh yeah,
yeah, with Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Anyway, he had the two very successful sitcoms on CBS. Here, by the way, is the theme to the first one, the Bob Newhart Show. It ran from 1972 to 1978.
Hello?
His delivery was just so deadpan, which was incredible. And his storytelling and the way he wove stories into his comedy, and then he would reference one thing and then he'd say, yeah, but okay, but we're gonna move on from that, and then he'll tell more of the story, and then he'll bring it all together towards the end. Bob Newhart was just incredible. And then of course there was Hi Bob, which was a part of the Bob Newhart show. Everyone would just walk in, whether it was his secretary, the receptionist, or whether it was his neighbor or his wife. Everybody would go, "Hi Bob, hi Bob, hi Bob." And that became a drinking game.
Did it really?
Yes, it did. So anytime somebody would say, "Hi Bob," you'd have to take a drink.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's the Hi Bob drinking game. Saturday Night Live, SNL, did a funny bit back when Chris Farley was on the show. And Bob Newhart hosted the show, and they did the Hi Bob drinking game.
Okay, I think I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah. He was credited for having one of the greatest finales in television history on his second CBS sitcom, Newhart. He ended it by surprising the audience with his wife and bedroom set from their first series. Now, if you remember, in the first series, Bob Newhart was a psychiatrist, and he was married to the actor Suzanne Pleshette. In the second series, Newhart, it had nothing to do with the first series.
Right.
He was he owned a bed and breakfast with his other wife, a different actress, totally different setting, totally different characters, not related to the first series.
It's an anthology.
Yeah, but at the end of his second series, here was the final scene. And it all goes back to the first one here. Listen.
Honey, you won't believe the dream I just had. Mm. But don't you want to hear about it?
All right, Bob. What is it?
Well, I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
I'm happy for you. Good night.
Nothing made sense in this place. I mean, the maid was an heiress. The handyman kept missing the point of things. And then there were these three woodsmen. But only one of them talked. And I was married to this beautiful blonde.
What do you mean, beautiful blonde?
Go to sleep, Emily. Yeah. You know, you really should wear more sweaters.
The huge success of Bob Newhart's 1960 stand-up comedy album was the launching pad for his long career. It was The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart was the album. It won a Grammy for Album of the Year, and Bob won another for Best New Artist of the following year. Here's one of the classic bits from it. Bob wondered how it would have sounded if the inventor of baseball, Abner Doubleday, called a game company with his idea. Here, listen.
All right, tell me about it. All right, you got nine guys on each side. Yeah. And you got a pitcher and a catcher. And they throw this ball back and forth. And that's all there is to it? All right. A guy from the other side stands between them with a bat. He may or he may not swing at it. If it looked like it were a ball, and as long as it's above the knees, but below the shoulders. Yeah. No, go ahead. I'm listening. Yeah. It's a strike. Three strikes and you're out. And three balls. Not three balls. Four balls. Why four balls, Mr. Double? Nobody's ever asked you before. Or he may hit it. If he hits it, what happens? He runs as far as he can before somebody catches it. As long as it stays what? As long as it stays fair. And what's fair, Mr. Double? You've got these two white lines? Is this a rib? Is this one of the guys in the office? Who is it?
Go.
He had such a great voice.
Oh, he was incredible. Just such an incredible storyteller. Bob Newhart passed away yesterday at the age of 94. Let's see. Let's go to viral videos. A man named Joshua Kessel shared footage of a video email attachment that he claims he sent to his coworkers to tell them that he's going to be out of the office. It's snarky, but he's surely just having a little bit of tongue-in-cheek fun, right? The style is reminiscent of one of those inflate safety videos. Here, listen.
If you're watching this, I'm probably on a plane to Europe right now. Here are some answers to some frequently asked questions. Number one, when will I be back? Two, if you're a recruiter, my personal email is Josh. And three, for all urgent inquiries, send me an email and I'll look at it when I get back. Joe Winter.
All right, let's see. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Vince Morris on how hard it is not to drink alcohol.
I design my jokes so you can't tell them in a bar. I very rarely go. My friends hate me because when I go, I don't drink that much alcohol at all. You know, I just like to drink water. My friends, like, they get mad. Because when I walk into a bar, I'm like, look, man, I have X amount of money. This is all I'm spending in the bar. Period. You know, and I don't mind buying water. You know, that's all I buy, water. If it's bottled water. But not water in a cup. Bars nowadays are charging you $2. Hey, $2 for the water in the cup. $2. But all night long, the bar will run like dollar shot, 50-cent draft. He's like, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, man, I wanted a water, but I only have enough for a brew and a shot. I'm becoming an alcoholic because I'm poor. That's how they get you. You driving home, woo! Smells like you've been drinking alcohol. This wouldn't happen if I had an extra 50 cents off it.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. It is The Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition of the program. Coming up, we are going to get so much more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we have the good news. We'll share that with you in just a moment. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927 and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News! All right, we told you about this before, top list. This is like being a kid and TPing your friend's house, and then your friend's dad works for the FBI. A group of three teens in New Zealand were arrested after they broke into a race course in the middle of the afternoon. Now, it also happened to be during the time when police dogs were being trained. At this race course. They probably didn't know that. The dog handlers were notified that the place had been infiltrated. They surrounded the building the teens were in and slowly moved in until the kids were cornered. They were found on the third floor of a building and were arrested without incident. It's unknown if they were up to anything real bad or if they were just trespassing. One official said, this is a great bit of realism for our handlers and their dogs, who were at the right place, right time.
I mean, I guess it was without incident.
And then a brawl broke out at a Sam's Club last week when a mother and her daughters attacked a worker who said it was too late to order pizzas. They were hangry.
Apparently, those Sam's Club pizzas are, like, amazing.
Well, but it was 2 minutes before the store closed.
Still open?
Yeah, well, here's Sierra Monroe talking about the attack.
I was not expecting that at all. I just came in for a regular shift. And Mom, she gets upset, and she goes from the front of the register, and she comes back into the kitchen. And when she comes into the kitchen, she swings on me. When she swings on me, she punches me in my face. And then her two daughters come from the front.
Yikes. Monroe says she's still experiencing headaches and has some visible injuries like bruising and scratches. And then two Spirit Airlines gate agents freaked out while trying to control an onslaught of passengers at the Hollywood Burbank Airport this week. Both of them have been suspended. Here's a little bit of their tirade.
Because everybody's screaming with numbers. I don't know what I have. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what aircraft is sitting out there. I don't know what's going on. You guys won't give me a minute. Please give me a minute.
Good Lord.
What a voice.
There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 14-year-old boy named Harold Teller launched Harold's Hoops for Hope, which has raised thousands of dollars for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. His is a nonprofit where they play basketball and do other different events to raise money and awareness. Here's Harold talking about starting the program.
So it's a non-for-profit where we play basketball and different events to raise money and awareness for suicide prevention. I started a couple of years ago because of I knew a bunch of people that struggled with mental health, and I wanted to help them the best that I could. So even back during COVID, I would play Horse, which is a basketball game, through FaceTime, and to just kind of connect with friends and make them feel better about, like, if they're struggling with anything.
And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. There you are. Where you at?
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. Also, you should visit hillcityslide.com. It is a fundraiser to raise money for United Way of Central Virginia in downtown Lynchburg. Have you seen
that? Look, I just saw it. It looks awesome.
Yeah. A 700-some-foot water slide is going to be placed on Church Street between 12th and Washington. So basically, from the top of the hill right past the YMCA all the way down to the Armory on Church Street, you're going to be able to take an inner tube and do a water slide 700 some feet.
That's amazing.
During your time slot, as many times as you possibly can get up and down the hill. August 24th and August 25th, they're reserving time slots, and you can get your tickets right now by visiting hillcityslide.com. Again, that all benefits the United Way of Central Virginia. And on August 24th, it also happens to be the fourth anniversary of Three Roads Brewery here in Lynchburg. So on that day, and especially if you have your wristband from Hill City Slide, come right up the hill for Summer Jam 24. It's our outdoor festival. We got three great bands. We got vendors. We got crafters. We got all kinds of stuff going on at Three Roads. So you can join us up there. Show your wristband for dollar off drafts at Summer Jam on August 24th. That's Saturday, August 24th. You can go to Three Roads on social media for more information, and we'll keep you up to date. Bigfoot County is going to be our headlining band. They're going to be playing tunes from the Grateful Dead. We've got the band Old Town Connector is going to be doing 1 hour of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, 1 hour of CCR, and 1 hour of The Band. And then Elizabeth Wise is going to be doing a tribute to the women of Woodstock. It's the 55th anniversary of Woodstock,
that's
so
awesome.
Our Summer Jam is Woodstock-themed. And admission to Summer Jam is absolutely positively free.
$0?
You don't pay a dime to get into Summer Jam. Just enjoy it. Come on up and celebrate with us on August 24th after Hill City Slide. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now,
wait,
thanks for the ride.
I didn't hear. What's the one? I missed one.
Oh.
Here, come back. I forgot to add one.
You can do it.
I can do it. Here we go. It's
goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?